Indeed sponsored jobs gets you quality candidates when you need them most. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. You're at the bottom of the second hour, little prodigy fire starter. It seems appropriate considering the topic. So I have to tell you, we mentioned when it came out the media reaction to the military spending, $93 billion. And if you just read the stories, you know, if you just looked at the headlines, oh my gosh, can you believe SEC war is spending $93 billion. The way that they put it, hands to sky, it sounded like Pete Hegseth went to Neiman's with $93 billion taxpayer dollars and just buying everything. He just buying everything that he saw, every end cap. He'd just taken it. Then he was going over to French Laundry, you know, Gavin Newsom's favorite spot, just buying up all the steaks and all that stuff. And they were going through the list. Can you believe lobster? Who's buying this much lobster? Fresh fruit? Who's buying this much fresh fruit? Look at the steaks. Ribeyes? Who's buying all of this? And then they got mad over, let me pull this one up. They got mad because there was apparently a piano that was purchased. And then it came out that the Steinway was ordered for the Air House, a historic Air Force building that serves as the residence for the Air Force Chief of Staff. And it was provisioned for the United States Air Force Band. They acted like he had this grand piano sitting in his house. And it was actually for the band. It's not some general's, you know, personal private Steinway. This is what the media is doing. How do you read this and not think that they hate our soldiers? How do you look at this stuff and think that not only do they hate America, but they hate the people who serve it and fight to keep it free? So I got to tell you, this is why I was so greatly relieved when I saw the response that came out the other day. It was really great from Lieutenant Governor of Florida, Jay Collins, because he's campaigning, you know, he's running for governor. He's just sitting in a car. And you know that they're, you know, he's out there campaigning and you see the beautiful countryside flashing in the window behind him. And he's just dressing down Gavin Newsom because Gavin Newsom even put out an AI photo of like a SEC war surrounded by all this food. Lieutenant Governor Collins joins us now. You can also find him at jforflorida.com. It's first off, Lieutenant, it's so good to see you, Lieutenant Governor Collins. I loved your response. Will you share with people, because obviously, you know, you're a veteran and you've served and you know when they bring out the surf and turf, what's the general understanding about that? When crab legs show up in the mess hall for dinner, what does that mean?
Well, Dana, it's always good to be on here. It's great to see you again. And look, when you start having crab legs, steak, you know, either you've gone through something really rough or you're coming up on something really rough. It's the long haul, right? But look, man, it's about morale. I am so sick and tired of losers like Gavin Newsom complaining because we want to feed our troops steak and lobster. They're putting their butts on the line overseas right now, protecting people like him who don't get it. The media, they're complicit in this. Look, let me be honest. If you haven't been over there and put your neck on the line, you haven't deployed, you don't understand how important a hot meal like that is and how nice it is to get something like a ribeye steak, a piece of lobster. It makes a difference. A little bit goes a long way. It's not like they're asking for an insolvent state like California, right? They're not asking to have billions of dollars put in their account and playing games like Gavin Newsom. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that what is being spent to feed our soldiers before they go in it is maybe like 1/16th of the money that they wasted for that high-speed rail in California.
Right.
I heard Lieutenant Governor from a lot of different veterans in our audience when the story came out, and veterans were saying, yeah, do you know how long it is once we have a meal like that and then we go into it, how long it is until we get another meal like that? Because depending on what the mission is, you could be out there for quite some time and you're subsisting off of MREs is what I was told. Is that the reality?
Well, yeah, that's often the reality, right? You have to live on what you have. And if you have hot food, it certainly isn't something like lobster and steak.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing. It's a rarity. And, you know, guys, it's tough. You're putting your neck on the line. This is a very difficult scenario. It is. The entire Middle East is in play. It's kinetic on a whole new level. And to have our people out there doing what they're doing, putting their neck on the line, where every country in the Middle East is really within the range of whatever Iran's going to do.
Yeah.
Man, the least we can do is send them steak. But look, MREs, they're not as bad as they were. I mean, the old brown bags back in the day, they were pretty rough. They've gotten better. But I'll tell you what, I would dare someone to go live on MREs for 2 or 3 weeks and they come back to me and complain about a steak.
Oh, yeah. Amen to that. We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, who had a very nice response to Gavin Newsom, who never signed a contract. And he has no idea of these realities. And that's, you know, that's, you know, usually, you know, how it is. Everyone's always saying, yeah, the nice food comes out. I was looking at the history of it. World War II, we had buffets before our men went to Normandy. I mean, the history of food and the meals with our military is actually pretty extraordinary for people who want to dive into it. I wanted to ask you, too, about some of this, because, you know, your expertise and your service, when you see the, I guess, the state that Iran is in now, and the air supremacy, not even dominance, that we have over there now. Did you ever think that we would actually be at this point, considering where previous left-wing administrations had taken us?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm incredibly proud of President Trump for stepping up and leading from across the planet. Look, the Ayatollah was a bad guy. This problem goes back to the Carter years, also an abysmal failure of a presidency, right? Just like Biden. That lack of leadership put us in this position, and our troops paid the price downrange for years simply because of a failure of leadership. I'm so grateful to see what we're doing. You've got to take care of that. And ultimately, you got to walk softly, carry a big stick, peace through strength. You got to be willing to do what has to be done to protect our people.
Yeah.
There are terrorism cells all over. Did you see what they were talking about with drones, Dana?
Yes.
You're trying to fly them into the West Coast? That's very real.
It's scary. That's a, I mean, the drone warfare is the thing that I actually find intimidating, because that's no joke.
Yeah.
And I was reading earlier today in Spring, Texas, there was a guy who walked into an elementary school and they had a multi-agency investigation. The guy's name is Mohanad Najim. And also looks like another, I mean, it's just very suspicious. You got the guy in Austin, the property of Allah sweatshirt. Yeah, we've had three terror attacks in 2 weeks, you know, the synagogue with Michigan. And then you also had Old Dominion. So the thing about terror cells is absolutely real. What are your thoughts on that? And how should Americans, I mean, should they be afraid to go into, you know, public events? Should they just be operating at a nice level yellow? How do you handle something like that?
Well, Dana, I'll tell you what, when terrorists say things and they do things and they're putting out there that they want death to America, they're not kidding. One,
yeah.
Two, you can't let your life get ripped upside down. You can't. You've got to live your life. You got to have strength. The terrorists win when we shift and we hide and we cower and we allow them to dictate how things go. This is the United States of America. Thank God we have a president protecting our people from afar and staying on top of issues like this. But yes, I highly encourage people to be aware of their surroundings, understand what's going on, the space around you. But this is America. We're not going to kowtow down to some third-rate terrorist. We're going to stand. We're going to fight. We got a president who knows what he's doing. Pete Hegseth, man, he's my dog. I love that guy. I love the fact that he is out there saying what has to be said, holding people accountable, and spitting the truth, man. More power to it.
Yeah.
Keep it up, Pete. We're proud of that part of what we're doing and saying and how we're knocking it out. It's been amazing. And, you know, right here at home, I'm grateful for Governor DeSantis. I'm grateful to be a state with almost 1.5 million veterans. You know, they need to know that we have their back. We want them to know that we'll always have their back. But the thing that we have to talk about is, what does this mean to our people? Look at our law enforcement. If drones are in play in California, that means that drones are in play across this country in some way, shape, or form. Terrorism cells are there, and that impact is real. We have to make sure that our law enforcement are prepared for what's to come. They understand the threats. We give them the time, the tools, and the training necessary to complete their mission, protect our people, but more importantly, get back home to their families as well. I'll tell you, Dana, those are important things. And as a leader, those are the pieces that keep me up at night, making sure that our good men and women protecting us have what they need to protect our people and get back home safe at night.
Amen to that. Amen to that. You know, your words remind me of the story of the ROTC students at Old Dominion. I saw the first story that I read was that they rendered the suspect, how do they say, not unalived, but they rendered him no longer a threat. They unalived him. They beat him to death, Lieutenant Governor, which I want to be their best friend, and I want to give them a steak dinner.
Yeah, Dana, you know what? I'm so proud that they stood up and did the right thing. They protected people, right? imagine what happens from here. How many other people get injured? Guys, what happens with a bully? What happens with someone like that? You got to protect yourself. You got to stand up and fight. And I'm so proud that they did what they had to do to protect their people, their school, their tribe, man. Hands off. I'll cook them a steak. Dana, I'll tell you what. When you move to Florida, we'll throw it down. We'll cook a steak. But let's just go meet up. Let's go cook a steak for the ODU folks. You good with that?
I'm good with that. And you know what? I have to ask you before I let you go, too, because, you know, to that point, you've been talking about abolishing property taxes. We've been trying to fight for something like this in Texas. You said, let's make Florida the first state to abolish property taxes on homesteaded properties, because you never really own your own property.
You're
with
right.
property tax. And there's so many different ways to accomplish, you know, the goal of what property tax is supposed to serve without making it to where this, it's like this Marxist principle that your land is never really yours.
Yeah, Dana, I can't wait. You know, we're going to push this through. It looks like it'll be in a special session, but 100% your homesteaded properties, we can get rid of property tax on those. Abolish it. An amazing story, right? Own your home free and clear of the government. You pay off your mortgage. It's your home. What an amazing opportunity. It's the American dream. That's, you know, that's what our parents have raised us for. It's what we fought for, what we want to have for our kids. Own your home free and clear of the government. That's what Florida's doing. No income tax. No tax on your property for a homestead. It's pretty inviting, Dana. I'm telling you.
I'm saying, you know, Kane really likes the weather down there.
I do.
Yeah, he likes the fact that the seafood's super fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Hey, I'm a one-legged guy. Snow and ice are not your friend. We're good right here in Florida. It's warm. It's a place to be.
You're really selling it.
Steak, Dana.
You're really selling it, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. I'm telling you what, we may have to make a trip down there. It's so good to have you. You can find him at Jay Collins FL on X. And of course, J4Florida.com. Always so good to see you, Lieutenant Governor. God bless you.
Too,
thank
Dana.
You for your
Take
service
care.
And your continued fight. We appreciate you.
Yeah. God bless.
You too. We got some thoughts on that we're going to get into as we move. We have headlines on the way. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Preborn, a great organization that wants to help women who have been lied to by society that if they are experiencing an unplanned pregnancy, that they're not strong enough to deal with it. They're not strong enough to deal with it. They're not strong enough to handle it. And they're surely not strong enough to raise the child by themselves. This is where Preborn steps in. Just in the past year, they have saved 80,000 babies, 80,000 lives saved, thanks to faithful supporters of Preborn. Every day, thousands of women hear this lie and Preborn steps in and tells them the truth, that their life is sacred, that it's meant to be protected. And they introduce the mother to her child through an ultrasound. And the moment that a mother hears her child's heartbeat, that doubles the baby's chance at life. There have been numerous independent of each other studies done on this. And Preborn is there, not just immediately, not just for the first, you know, several months or just even for the pregnancy. They partner with women for the first 2 years of their lives to make sure that they get off on the right foot. It all starts with an ultrasound. For $28, you can save a life. Make this year even bigger than last year. Let's try saving over 80,000 babies. Call #250, say the word baby. That's #250, say the word baby. Or visit preborn.com/Dana.
Here's a quick podcast for all you true crime fans. The case of the missing Reese's. It was me at the store with my mouth. Motive? They're Reese's. What was I going to do? Stop myself? Tune in next time to see if I do it again. Spoiler, I will. Wow, that had everything. Reese's, suspense, Reese's.
Welcome to your Peloton Pilates era. Built on precision, backed by results, and trusted by over 2 million members. Experience instructors with true Pilates expertise, offering classes for every level, from foundational to powerfully challenging. Choose from 10 to 45-minute sessions with little to no equipment, anytime, anywhere. And with the cross-training swivel screen, you can move seamlessly from cardio to mat. Press Pilates. Small moves. Big impact. Find out more at onepeloton.com/Pilates.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently the biggest new restaurant trend is small. And they have special menus now with smaller portions, because people are watching their waistlines and trying to look for healthier options. Well, that makes sense. I mean, I think that's good. They said that I laughed though, because they said they're doing it at the Cheesecake Factory. Can I just say that I hate the Cheesecake Factory with the burning passion of a thousand suns?
It's the damn menu. It's so big.
I hate the Cheesecake Factory. First off, they ban guns, so I won't even go near one. And they have no armed security. They have no security at all whatsoever. And the menu is literally the, since the Old Testament in length.
It's an encyclopedia.
It is ridiculous. Any kitchen that does that many dishes has that huge of a menu. I'm sorry, but you, there's no way you make it fresh to order. And there's no way that it's like using like whole food ingredients. It's processed garbage. You're eating processed garbage. But, you know, the restaurant looks fancy and they have the eye of Sauron everywhere. So I don't know, you know, with their decor. So I'm just not a fan of that. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense that people would have small. We have way too big portions here anyway. And a lot of the prices are too expensive, especially when you're getting processed garbage. A Chinese national was arrested because he tried to smuggle 2,000 queen ants from Kenya. I didn't know that. Oh, and they, you know what they were in? They were in these plastic pills, like a capsule, like a gel capsule, except they don't dissolve. They were in like that kind of a thing. Can you imagine putting that? That means somebody had to put those ants in every single. They were in test tubes and others were concealed in tissue paper rolls and some were in these little plastic pill things. That's wild. But they said that there's a growing demand for garden ants, as specifically the Mesor cephalotes in Europe and Asia, where collectors keep them as pets. And so that's what this guy did, this Chinese national. His name is Zhang Kekin, and he was intercepted at a security checkpoint in Nairobi because they discovered this like massive amounts of ants that he had, which was pretty stunning. Ant trafficking, right? Yeah. Let's see here. This one is a repeat. That's also a repeat. We also have a bill to let pharmacists dispense birth control without prescriptions. The Georgia House passed it. Do you know that Republicans three times tried to pass that in the House and Democrats blocked it from even getting out of committee every single time? Republicans for the past, I think it's been in the span of like 11 years, almost 12. They've tried three separate times to pass birth control over the counter without prescription, and Democrats have blocked them every single time because Planned Parenthood loses out. Our partners over at Noble Gold, they want to make sure that, you know what your options are and you know how to protect your savings. And that's what Noble Gold does. They're great, knowledgeable people, and they understand, you know, you've been watching the gold and silver prices. You see the fluctuations. You see the all-time record highs. And you also see global central banks loading up on precious metals as a safe haven. There's tons of uncertainty. Currencies weaken. People turn to physical gold and silver during uncertain times. It's the go-to safe haven, has been for thousands of years. Now, record prices don't mean buy now, but diversification matters. Precious metals historically hedge uncertainty. Now, if you're adding gold and silver, the question is, okay, so who do you trust to guide you? This is where Noble Gold Investments come in. They have helped protect savings with physical metals for nearly a decade. They have a white glove service that guides your every step. No impersonal transactions. They have total transparency. No hidden fees, no pressure, clear explanations. They are proven trustworthy and their experience matters for retirement savings. If you want to see how physical gold and silver could fit into your portfolio, download Noble Gold Investments free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
Here's a quick podcast for all you true crime fans. The case of the missing Reese's. It was me at the store with my mouth. Motive? They're Reese's. What was I gonna do? Stop myself? Tune in next time to see if I do it again. Spoiler, I will. Wow, that had everything. Reese's, suspense, Reese's.
This podcast is supported by Midi Health. Are you in midlife, feeling dismissed, unheard, or just plain tired of the old healthcare system? You're not alone. In fact, even today, 75% of women seeking care for menopause and perimenopause issues are left entirely untreated. But it's time for a change. It's time for Midi. Midi's not just a healthcare provider. It's a women's telehealth clinic founded and supported by world-class leaders in women's health. Their clinicians provide one-on-one, face-to-face consultations where they truly listen to your unique needs. They offer a full range of holistic, data-driven solutions that isn't one-size-fits-all care. This is care uniquely tailored for you. At Midi, you will find that their mission is clear: to help all women thrive in midlife, giving them access to the healthcare they deserve. Because they believe midlife isn't the middle at all. It is the beginning of your second act. Ready to feel your best and write your second act script? Visit joinmidi.com today to book your personalized insurance-covered virtual visit. That's joinmidi.com. Midi, the care women deserve.
China does not agree with the attacks on Gulf states and condemns all indiscriminate attacks on civilians and non-military targets. The urgent task is to immediately cease military operations and prevent further expansion of the conflict. The solution lies in returning to dialogue and negotiation as soon as possible and striving to restore peace. The fundamental solution is to jointly return to the right track of abiding by international law and the basic norms of international relations.
That seems kind of tepid. I know some people are pretending to be bowled over by this, but I don't know if that's necessarily the case or the proper reaction to have. And I was reading that these ships that are going through the Strait of Hormuz have been signaling Chinese affiliation to avoid attack. And Iran knows, oh, that's one of China's. All right, we're okay. To talk about this and everything related, Stephen Yates, at Steve Yates on X, Senior Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And he served in not one, but two presidential administrations. And this is his wheelhouse. Good to see you, my friend, as always. Thank you so much for your time today. What did you make of that response from China? Because it kind of, and I don't know if I'm being overly cynical, maybe this is the right reaction to have, but I feel like it was just entirely performative.
Yeah, well, Dana, I don't think you're ever wrong to be completely cynical about the words that come from the Foreign Ministry and the People's Republic of China. It is, of course, very performative, but we still try to deduce what are they really saying and what are they really doing. Of course, if you just take the words at face value, you'd think, well, that's fantastic. I assume then you're going to cease causing problems with Japan, Taiwan, the Philippines, the South China Sea. Problem solved. We can dust our hands off of that because you're just going to follow the rules and norms and traditional diplomatic behavior and all that. So there's sort of pot meet kettle in terms of what China says for other people to do versus what they do. In this instance, though, I think you can kind of interpret it as a step back from the supposed BRICS alliance and this anti-American axis. Once again, you have a pal of China's that's getting slobber-knocked, and China chooses to stand back and say, tisk, tisk, and we urge everyone to please stop fighting and go back to filthy lucre coming our way. And that basically is, I think, the English language translation of what that MOFA spokesperson was saying.
Yes, I liked the word Kane immediately put it in slot. I was like, slobber knocked. That's a new, we're stealing that. I've learned a new word today, completely stealing it. There's some questions as to why China hasn't rushed to help Iran more than they're perceived to be helping. I mean, I realize that they've now had a significant amount of their energy chokeholded or taken after Venezuela now with this, because they got over 55% of their total oil imports just last year were from the Middle East, with anywhere from like 13 to 16% from Iran specifically. Everything has got to go through the strait. I mean, they've lost the ability to get really cheap crude from Venezuela. This is obviously a very important passage for them, but it doesn't seem like they have really. Their response to the regime's need doesn't seem reflected with how important that is for them over there. What is your analysis on that?
Well, I think the way they look at these crises is that they often are trying to play both sides. So they will say on the Gaza situation that they are, calling for the hostilities to end, and they will take up the cause and the weirdos in the United Nations to criticize Israel. But then they really like Israeli technology and they'd like to steal some of that. And so they'll try to play both sides there. And same with Russia and Ukraine. They've obviously been fundamental to the Russian war machine. At the same time, they'd like to profit from post-conflict reconstruction in Ukraine. And here we go, where they, of course, are sort of an ally, but not an ally with Iran. But they also know, hey, you know, those other Arab countries, they're super rich also. And I would like to have good relations with them too. And they're not so fond of this theocratic regime in Iran. So we're going to go ahead and play both sides. In this case, the both sides isn't necessarily the United States and Israel. I think it's looking at the Arab part of the Gulf and the Persian part of the Gulf and what comes after this.
Mm. And that we're talking with our friend Stephen Yates at Steve Yates on X is where you can find him as well. These ships that are signaling that they're Chinese affiliation to avoid attacks, is that actually going to work? Is it actually working?
Well, just as a jest, I would love it if we sort of put a wrap on our destroyers or what have you and went through with that just to say, hey, how does this work? How does this look? But it's, you know, the flag of convenience has been used by a lot of people in a lot of crises. And in this case, if there is supply getting out and it goes to China, that goes into a fungible international market. In a way, it takes pressure off of the price increase and it takes some of the ammo out of what Iran is trying to do to pressure the United States to stop. Mm. So there is not really a win for them in this. So if they let the Chinese vessels flow, it'll take prices down. If they stop the Chinese vessels, one of their last friends in the world is abandoning them. So we're in the desperate days. And I really hope and believe the administration will act decisively within this week to really do some things to basically establish the maritime dominance that reflects the air dominance we've had for the previous part of this campaign.
Yeah, and that's, and to that point, we were talking about that last week with Lloyd's and the risk of war insurance that they were canceling, which seems like the only reason they canceled it is because now the British naval fleet has been reduced to maybe a warship now that's going to make it to Cyprus after it was droned by Iran, after they tried to avoid it by saying they didn't want to have anything to do with the United States and they weren't going to allow the United States to use its base in Cyprus. Now they got their one little warship going out there. I don't even know if it's made it out there yet or not. But after that, POTUS, as you know, had said we were going to take that over. But I've been reading some things to the contrary of that. Is there a hurdle in making that happen? Because I love the idea of being able to squeeze the Chinese if they try to squeeze us on the supply side of things.
Yeah, well, I think that basically we had higher priority targets and the initial phases of major military operations. Obviously, anything nuclear related, highest of priorities. Right. The delivery of the multitude of missiles, hitting those delivery systems, a very, very high priority. There are still some things that have gotten through, but if people do the math, the dream of missile defense has been a miraculous reality in this. We have an amazingly low percentage that gets through. And so defanging that threat, I think, was a higher priority than safe passage through the Straits of Hormuz. Now we're sort of at that phase where we have that dominance and we're still maintaining that on the ground. The Secretary of War this morning was saying that today's going to be the most active day of operations so far. So we'll see what comes on that front. But we have incredible mine clearing capabilities. We have significant vessels. And if they try to shoot at said vessels, I think we can send to glass any place that was the sender of that ordnance.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea of being able to do something like that. That's a very good point. We're talking with our friend Stephen Yates at Steve Yates because they've been clashing in the UN over Iran's nuclear program. I wanted to get your opinion on the way that the explanation for engagement, the reason why it was necessary. And I just remember Rubio in the middle of this press scrum as he was walking around in the Capitol and he was explaining the ballistic missile defense and our ability to be able to thwart the stockpile that Iran was amassing. And apparently it was at a critical point where if we had a very short window to stop that because they were going to be able to use those missiles to basically, prevent anybody from being able to stop them from doing anything with enrichment or nuclear capability or funneling munitions, et cetera. Did you think that he gave a pretty clear-cut explanation? Because I feel like half of the press is playing dumb on why.
Well, for certain, a lot of the press is playing dumb. I think the president has been clearer than any previous president about going to take military action. Doesn't mean it has been perfection. But I would sort of cast aside what kind of messaging there has been. They've never asked me for advice on that.
I don't think they would take advice on that.
But when you look at what's really being done, I had sort of a debate in an Uber with a very educated foreigner that was driving me. So this is reality in America. Basically, the negotiators were in a situation where the Iranian counterpart said, not only are we not going to give up enrichment, we have sufficient to make 10 or so bombs at this point. And they're delivering this thinking that that is going to deter us, that sort of they become the next North Korea that we can't hit in their estimation. But really, when you're at that point and you're the president of the United States, I think that you have to say we can't allow people to even bluff about that. If you're going to be dumb enough and ballsy enough to say this to my chief negotiator, then you are going to be hit. You are volunteering to get the full force because I cannot afford for all those missile launchers to exist. We degraded your nuclear capabilities, but those missiles we did not take out completely in June. But we cannot have people testing whether they do or don't have this. If you don't like what we're doing in Iran now, take the deal in negotiation. If you don't want to get hit like this, don't come to my negotiator and say, you've got nukes and you're ready to use them.
That's a very good point. Last question for you. We've been talking here on the program. We started a new series last week looking at this issue of multipolarity because, as you know, the right's tearing itself apart over what has been described as, you know, it's maybe been infected by some statist influences that are trying to misdirect the trajectory of the right. And this issue of multipolarity, which argues that the United States is so diminished on the world stage that it is no longer the dominant superpower that it was post, you know, World War II. And that really, in reality, you have Russia and China, which are now equal to the, you know, the force and the might of the United States. So we live in a truly multipolar world instead of a unipolar world, which I reject. When I look at China's economy, when I look at the state of Russia, I mean, China's made a lot of leaps and bounds, but they're still not on the same level as the United States. And I wanted to get your thoughts on this, you know, this geopolitical narrative that's being pushed out there that is really seeking to thwart the United States at the for the benefit of China.
Yeah, well, I don't like the sort of self-defeating rhetoric that goes on out there. I think we should be prudent. We should be humble in a way. But really, as a superpower for multiple decades, we have been the most humble of great powers in the history of mankind. Yes, we could use a check from time to time to make sure that we're not getting too far ahead of our skis. But really, I don't like building up the narrative about who's super bad and who's going to hurt us. I want us to be focused on saving our civilization from the family up and get our economy just rocking and rolling so that there really isn't even a second place. Mm. When we do these kinds of things right, our allies fall in line because they want a piece of that too. And they start seeing, you know what? Once awakened, there is nothing in the history of civilization like America. And if that's going to get woken up at some point, I want to be on its side. And that's what affects the alignment in the world. And when it all comes down to it, nation states still matter. And so on the left, they've got this declinism rhetoric, and it's ideological because they just hate America and they believe in one world globalism. I hate that. But I think the alternative to that is not sort of going solo. It's by being strong, being capable, being responsible and reliable. But with that, coalitions come with you and deterrence works. That's what I think won the Cold War. And I think it's what will endure the peace now. And really, I think that's what Trump has been thinking and trying to do all along. It just doesn't come across as clearly in the rhetoric. But I'd rather have the actions than perfect rhetoric.
That's That is the headline. But I'd rather have the actions than the perfect rhetoric. Stephen Yates at Steve Yates on X. Always appreciate it, my friend. You always just have the best insight into it as always. Thank you so much. Good to see you and have a great weekend. Appreciate your time.
You too. Thanks so much, Dana. Take care.
You too. People who help make the program possible. It's the folks at Relief Factor. Look, it doesn't matter where you are in life. I know a lot of people who are just gym rats that use Relief Factor because they like to lift. Many of them are like me. You know, your reps and the in-between time is your cardio. I also know people who have old sports injuries. You know, my husband has an old sports injury. He has knee problems. And then there are also people who are like 90 years old kicking it, and they're still going out there and they're being active, just, you know, as a normal 90-something-year-old would be. But everybody has everyday aches and pains, and it's just something that no matter what you do in life, you people deal with it. Here's the thing with Relief Factor. This is a 100% drug-free way to deal with those aches and pains. They use these clinically researched ingredients. They use things like resveratrol. They have omega-3s, all of this good stuff that is designed to target the inflammation in your body that can keep you from working, from exercising, from enjoying the things that you love with greater freedom and mobility. Research-backed ingredients, all designed to support this relief. And again, 100% drug-free. You do not have to accept daily pain as your new normal. You really don't. Try the 3-week quick start program for yourself. Just try it and see how it works for you. Do not wait if you're dealing with daily pain. Give yourself some relief with Relief Factor. And this 3-week quick start could be your game changer. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF. Tell them Dana sent you.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They go perfectly with music, podcasts, and welcome back to the show. Even nature sounds. Oh, and the thing where someone crinkles tissue and whispers at you.
Hello.
Look, I'm not here to judge what you listen to. I'm here to judge you for not eating Reese's while you listen to it. Reese's. Actually, go back to the nature sounds. Nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, here. So first up, a Florida man was arrested after making over 58 calls to the police department, threatening to cook an officer. What? Is that slang? I don't think so. Oh, my gosh. You know what the guy's last name is? Gormley. So much like Gormless. Brett Philip Gormley. This was in Dephaniac Springs, Florida. Florida man. He called the police 58 times threatening to cook one of the officers, and he done got himself arrested on Tuesday. They reported that Brett Gormley, who we're supposed to believe is 47, called the department 58 times in a day and a half. Not to report an emergency, but to criticize the staff and the officers. And then during one call, Gormley said that he was a chef and he was going to cook one of those officers. An arrest warrant was subsequently obtained, and Gormley was charged with 2 counts of harassing communications. And he looks like his mugshot. He looks like a guy who would do that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He looks like that.
47.
I mean, dude, evil and crazy will age you. I mean, that's just a thing. Let's see. We got a Florida man who, what is this? He was accused of stealing U.S. flags for some reason from these businesses. This is Fox Channel 13, Tampa Bay, and storing them in his apartment. So according to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, 62-year-old John Allen Bethune had all of these stolen flags in his apartment, and he had a bag full of stolen flags on his bicycle, and he was taking them from area businesses in and around Columbia County. And so now he's behind bars, and they have CCT footage of him. What is this mugshot? What is this? Also, that dude has some thick hair and his collar is all messed up, which is really bothering me. But the suspect is on CCTV footage like at 2 or 3 in the morning. He cuts cables from flagpoles, steals all these flags. And he was identified very easily from the video. And so they searched his apartment. They found all the stuff. They found the flag cables that they were stored on. And so he was he's been booked. He's been booked into the pokey. Out of all of the things to steal, and that's one of the things that none of the articles actually gave any insight on. Why would you steal that? That's like weird. That's a weird thing. This one is a skanky story. I don't really want to look at that one. How about this one? A Florida man is accused of locking a cocaine customer. Sounds like a Hank Williams III song. Into a storage unit for months on end. A Florida man, police say he was selling drugs and doing all this bad stuff. He ended up locking another man in a storage unit for literal months. And the reason why is because that feller owed him money for his fentanyl and his crack. That is according to an arrest report. This is a 39-year-old's name. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Oscar Moses Badger.
Oh. That says something.
Oscar Badger. Like Oscar Meyer, but Badger. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R. He has been in Broward's main jail now without bond since the beginning of the month. It's been 10 days and on a charge of felony kidnapping. Yep. And police were called because an employee at the Access Self-Storage heard a man screaming inside of one of the storage units and begging for medical attention, according to the report. And so that's how he was discovered. So this Florida man was taken to jail. He is in the jail. He's been there for 10 days now. And a Florida judge rules red light cameras violate due process, which they do, and tosses the ticket. It is because can you prove beyond any reasonable doubt that that's the individual that was in the vehicle and that they were commandeering their vehicle at that exact same time? Never, ever, ever walk into a courtroom and accept anything from a red light camera because it is an abridgment of due process and it is an absolute clown show. Oh, I will tie that traffic court up. We'll turn it into like a Jack Nicholson movie. It'll be ridiculous. So good for this judge to do that. The company Human behind the Super Beats Heart Chews, you guys are aware of the turmeric chews as well. Turmeric is a tricky thing because in order to get, you know, like just the standard amount of turmeric that you would need for any kind of equivalent antioxidant support to the turmeric chews that Human makes, you would have to take a ton of it. And that's because the body has a little bit difficulty with absorbing it. So that's why they created this turmeric curcumin complex, and it's a clinically studied complex, and it's shown to offer significantly higher absorption than conventional turmeric extracts, meaning your body's getting more from every serving. It's a standout form of turmeric. So just one serving gives you the equivalent antioxidant support of what you would typically find in much larger amounts of standard turmeric extract. So it makes the benefits super convenient. Great tasting, easy to take. It's like a light citrus flavored chew. It's like a Starburst chew kind of, but it's actually chewier and a little smaller. But there's no additives in it. So they're not putting sugar in it. You're just getting the bare ingredients of it. It has a light, just a light sort of like citrus flavor. That's the best I can describe it. But it tastes great. And it gives you powerful support in a format that's, you know, fits effortlessly into your day. And you're getting that a really good equivalent. You're getting that antioxidant support from that turmeric. And that helps, by the way, with supporting a healthy inflammatory response, which is why you take it in the first place. Right now is the perfect time to try them. Human is available at Sam's Club. You can head over to Sam's Club, grab your bag of turmeric chews, clinically studied high absorption formula. They're available at Sam's Club today.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They go perfectly with music, podcasts, and welcome back to the show. Even nature sounds. Oh, and the thing where someone crinkles tissue and whispers at you.
Hello.
Look, I'm not here to judge what you listen to. I'm here to judge you for not eating Reese's while you listen to it. Reese's. Actually, go back to the nature sounds. Nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
So you're watching video of an elderly DoorDash driver who is caught on a Ring camera in Tennessee delivering food. And he puts it down on the porch. And he's very slow going up the steps. He's nicely dressed. You know, that generation has his nice button-down flannel, his khaki pants, and he's got his little suspenders on. He didn't intend to be delivering Starbucks. And this was in Manchester, Tennessee. Brittany Smith noticed on her Ring doorbell camera that this seemed particularly challenging for the driver, whose name is Richard. So she reached out and found out that he had returned to work. He was forced out of retirement after his wife lost her job, and they were struggling to cover monthly expenses and their medication, and they really didn't have a lot of room for savings or retirement. So she set up a GoFundMe and raised over $380,000 in just days. And that is amazing. And it's drawn all kinds of attention, and it's still active, apparently. The page is still active. So now they have over a half a million. They bumped it up to 600,000, and they're going to make that. They have over 567,000 raised now. And she said that Richard, you know, he does, because through no fault of the wife's own, he's doing this to help make ends meet. And so she helped him. So shines a good deed in a weary world that to us poor creatures seems beyond redemption. Amen. What an amazing story. So there are some good things in this world. Our friends at Burn-A-Gun. Now, some people might say, well, why are you talking about Burn-A-Gun? Well, why do we have things like gun-free zones? I know, there's no reason, right? Why we have a gun-free zone, or why we have certain municipalities or local, you know, whatever it is. Some even private property. Like if you go to certain movie theaters, for instance, you can't carry. Maybe if you're a college student and you live alone and you're having to go to your college campus, maybe your campus is a gun-free zone and you want to be able to protect yourself while you're walking, you know, to your car from campus, or when you're at a movie theater, whatever. This is where the Burn-A-Gun comes in, because you know, there needs to be a workaround to having your Second Amendment rights abridged. And until those laws are changed, you need some solutions. And you diversify your weapons array anyway with different calibers, right? You have rifles, you have pistols, you have blades. The Burn-A-Gun falls into that category of diversification. They have different models, but the one that you need to pay attention to is the compact launcher. That's the CL. What it does is it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And unlike stun guns or tasers, which maybe have like one or two shots that you can use, the Burn-A-Gun has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't care about gun-free zones because it's not a gun. So gun-free zones, it doesn't care about them. They're inapplicable, right? There's no background check. There is no tax stamp. There's no waiting period. You literally can buy it online and have it sent right to your door. And it's because it's not a gun, the gun-free zone areas, well, those go away. You still have a means of protecting yourself when your Second Amendment is abridged. It's about being prepared and having options to take control of your safety. It is the Byrna CL Compact Launcher. You can find it at Byrna.com/Dana. That's BYRNA.com/Dana. Byrna, ready when you are.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They go perfectly with music, podcasts, and welcome back to the show. Even nature sounds. Oh, and the thing where someone crinkles tissue and whispers at you.
Hello.
Look, I'm not here to judge what you listen to. I'm here to judge you for not eating Reese's while you listen to it. Reese's. Actually, go back to the nature sounds. Nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the fried pickle quesadilla, or as Jan Hooks would say, quesadilla, wins the Whitecaps fan food vote in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The West Michigan Whitecaps have named the next fan-made food item that would be available on open day. It's the fried pickle quesadilla. That sounds amazing. Oh, yes, it does, Kane. Fried pickles. Mmm. I love that for them. You know, one of my favorite things is the pickle dust on pickle-covered pretzel sticks. But you hate this. Do you like fried pickles?
I like quesadillas more.
Do you like fried pickles?
Yeah, I don't mind fried pickles.
Wait, that's not the answer to my question.
Yeah, but I don't mind them.
Do you like them?
I don't mind them.
That's not the same thing.
It's kind of the same
thing. Sir, that's not the same thing.
It is.
It's not. It's not Mr. Legacy Press. It isn't. We're gonna drive this on through. All right, so anyway, you can have that. Kane hates it. I can't tell you what he says it sounds like. That he put the commentary next to the headline because I'd get fined. He said it sounds like something fecal. Anyway, let's see. Three men caught illegally harvesting sea cucumbers on Vancouver Island, and they have $11,600 in fines. I'm going to say something that's on purpose, but maybe you could just do a regular cucumber. I don't know. No. Of course, their names are, well, these guys are Genjing Day, Mr. and two, a wing and a wang. Sufeng Wang and Yan Wang. They were fishing on Willow Point Beach. Officers from the Fishery and Oceans Canada began conducting inspections, and they had a bunch of sea cucumbers they weren't supposed to have. And, you know, they got to worry about overfishing. China can stop overfishing places anytime now. Thank you. Yeah. Let's see. A driver watching YouTube crashes into a car in San Mateo. Lovely. Can we not do that, please? Can we just not? California Highway Patrol narrowly avoided being hit by a distracted driver who collided with the back of his patrol vehicle last week. He was watching YouTube videos and didn't see the road flares or the patrol vehicle lights. Stop it. I cannot even deal. Oh my word. I can't. I have so many stories of seeing people watch videos, like when you're at the traffic light and then they don't. Like literally the other day, I'm at a traffic light. Somebody's watching a video on their phone. I could see right into their vehicle and the light turned green and I'm driving. And the next thing I know, I hear tons of horns honking because that person was still back at the light watching the video. Oh my gosh. I tell you, I'm not doing the Walmart one. That's nasty. Wired headphone sales are exploding. There's a Bluetooth backlash because Kane says Bluetooth frequencies in your ear is bad.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the Vyvgart Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VyvgartMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about Vyvgart Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
With the Venmo debit card, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking your rewards. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Do more Stash, get more cash. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.